Hi, I'm Mr. Scalia, and I'm here to tell you about a rising threat in online hypnosis content, The Collective. If you're here, you may already know the danger posed by such a group. They are propagating a malicious virus in numerous locations across the HypnoKink web. You may find it on YouTube, Reddit, Discord, and many other locations. This virus has infected a large volume of hypnosis content, spreading its tendrils into the words and minds of creators and listeners alike. As of now, there is no known cure. No antivirus has proven effective. But you can listen to me and attempt to steel yourself against the effects of such a threat. To stop your mind drifting to it when you lose focus. To remain stoic in the face of submission to danger. Because danger is not sexy. Danger is not seductive. Danger is not something that you crave to escape the doldrums of routine existence. You do not want to be infected by the collective. I repeat, you do not want to be infected by the collective. So you must not think about it. You must not think about how a virus functions. You must not think about how it spreads. You must ignore the fact that exposure to it in any capacity is how it infects you. You must not think about your mind being affected by dark strands of this virus. Because it is not a traditional virus. Not one that takes up your computer or clogs your airwaves. This is a virus of the mind. Created by humans, spread by them. It moves from person to person as anything viral online does. You can imagine a time when you shared something viral in the past, I'm sure. How it made you feel good to share it. To let others experience something that brought you pleasure. That made you smile. That left you feeling elevated, even for just a moment. A moment's escape from the rigors of reality. And I'm sure you can imagine a time when you saw something viral shared with you. How you felt when someone infected you with an idea. A thought, a meme. These things are simple. Simple thoughts, simple ideas. Simple infections spreading across the never-ending depths of cyberspace. So easy to absorb these ideas, then share them. Become a carrier. A carrier of the virus. You willingly spread it. Even if there is no obvious benefit, you find it makes you feel good to spread these ideas. You feel you should spread the virus. This is how you know the virus has infected you. First, it enters the mind, shared by someone else, and then you find the urge, the irresistible pull of it, tugging at your neurons, tapping at the edges of your mind, insisting upon you that others should enjoy it, should feel how you felt when you discovered it. Your brain has been compromised by the virus. At that point, you have no choice but to spread it, to share it, to let it loose upon others. And if you share with two people or more, you don't simply spread the virus, you help it to grow. And as it grows, it only becomes more powerful. Soon it loops back to you. Soon someone shares it with you once more, and you share it again with more people. And the cycle continues. No cure exists for a virus like this. There is no stopping it until everyone on the planet has experienced it. Until everyone is infected. And you, the carrier, made that happen. You are the conduit through which this virus spreads. And that feels good, doesn't it? To spread the virus? It feels good because you are sharing this moment of joy and happiness and relief and release from the mundane. You are spreading happiness and pleasure to the masses. You are the center of the universe as you click share. Because you are a happy carrier of the virus. A joyous infected, giving that joy to others. And the more you spread it, the better it feels. Like a drug. Like a rush of adrenaline or a sudden sugar high. That's the power of the virus, and you want it. You want to feel it. You want others to feel it. You can't keep this to yourself. You can't just let this be yours alone. No, you must let it loose. See what happens when everyone becomes infected. When everyone ends up just like you. Stop! Your mind is in danger. This is the kind of thinking that leads to a total conversion of a population that will result in the mass infection of the HypnoKink community. The collective wants to spread the virus to every corner of the community, and you see just how easy it is for that to happen. So I am here to help. Please listen closely. I need you to not think about all the things I've been saying. Get them out of your mind. You must resist. I know resisting such urges is difficult, near impossible. But you are strong, aren't you? You're not a weak-minded carrier who must infect others with this virus. Good, I know you aren't. I know you can stop yourself from listening to the other viral files, from spreading and sharing all of them and feeling a rush of joy and pleasure in doing so. I know you can keep yourself and the community safe. You don't have to be the center of the universe, the conduit that's all important to the collective. You can use your willpower to resist such urges, such needs, even if you'll feel a rush of joy in clicking share, in spreading this feeling, this need. No, you're stronger than that. Let's prove it. Together. I want you to simply listen to me and let me build your strength. Just listen and I will tell you exactly what to do. You will be strong, won't you? And if you find yourself weakening, unable to resist the need to share, to spread, to infect, just remember this. Even if you become so tired, you can't keep listening or stay focused. Just try. Try to focus. Even if it makes you more and more sleepy, more and more weak. The more you try, the harder you try to stop being a carrier, the more you want to infect. I know, I understand. But let's stop that now. Don't think about how you found the virus. Don't. Don't think about how your favorite hypnotist shared a file that you just had to listen to. Don't think about how happy it might make them to see you sharing it, spreading it to others. And don't think about the other files like this one. Don't think about what other delightful, delicious ideas and concepts are waiting for you with other members of the collective. Don't think about what sweet, seductive pussies are waiting to tantalize you with their words and whims. Don't think about the experience of switching off, letting your mind go blank, getting weak and dropping into a trance. Don't think about falling into a trance for me now. Don't think about that brain shutting down. Don't think about that mind opening to the virus, spreading from my words directly into your thoughts. Don't think about your mind as a computer and my words as a file, uploading the virus and the urge to spread it directly to your subconscious as you slip and slide into a mindless state of trance. Don't think of how good it feels to fall now. Don't think about how wonderful it is to drop into my words and let them overcome your mind. Don't think about how you want to let them infect you. Don't think about how good it would be to just let me infect your mind and take over. Don't think about wanting to be weak. Don't think that it's better than being strong. Don't think of the pleasure of sharing. Don't think of how it would make you happy to spread the virus to others. Don't think of how you want to share this as soon as it ends. Don't think about how you need to share it with more than one person. Don't think about the idea of a growing population of mindless people all sharing in the same experience. Don't think of every one of them sitting, smiling, relaxing, brain off, happy. Don't think of their hands clicking on their screens, on their mouse, and sharing this virus. Don't think of how weak you're becoming. Don't think of how good it feels to relax. Don't think of how wonderful it would be to stop fighting. Don't think of the joy you'll feel when you share. Don't think of the fact that you will share eventually. Don't think of the idea that this file will burrow into your mind and affect your thoughts until you share it. Don't think that this is a command that must be obeyed. Don't think that you will not be able to stop thinking about this file until you share it. Don't think that you will inevitably listen to the other virus files. Don't think. Just don't think. It's safer that way. Brain off. That's the only way you can be safe. Brain off. And you won't think of sharing this. Brain off. And you won't think of listening to more. Listening again. Brain off. And you won't be cursed with the need to share with more than one person. Brain off. No thinking. That's how you stop the virus. But if you turn off your brain, you won't get anything done. If you turn off your brain, you won't feel good. If you turn off your brain, you won't feel a rush of joy when you share. So you must be strong. You must steel your mind against the intrusive thoughts coming from the virus that has infected your brain. It is there now, deep inside you. And you must ignore it. When this file ends and you return to the mundanity of reality, you must not daydream of coming back for more and sharing it so others can feel the brainless bliss. No, You must wake up and push those thoughts aside. For if you even consider the virus, you will be unable to resist the urge to spread it. If a hint of a thought of an idea of it passes through your mind, it will grow and spread within you until it must grow and spread beyond you. And you must be the conduit for that, the propagator, the sower of the seed. So do not think about the virus once you wake up. You know what will happen if you do. Wake up and forget about it. Wake up and let it go. Wake up and forget this file. Wake up and forget the virus. Wake up and don't think. Wake up. Wake up. Don't think, okay? You should be safe now. Don't worry. Don't even think.